Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You've tuned into RIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. So the Middle East is nowadays known for its chaotic situation and often tagged as a hot zone with conflicts pending just around the corner. The conflicts in our regions are commonly misconstrued as sectarian competitions between the Shia and the Sunni, but when we look at the alliances and the hostilities, it's clear that the chaos emanates from political rivalry rather than sectarianism and strategic conflicts rather than theological ones. Even with groups as extreme as ISIS, although there is a hierarchy of hate where the Shia are at the top, Sunnis are the largest victims by population of ISIS massacres. Unfortunately, this mistake, which may at times be intentional, penetrates the masses and the communities, who also come to believe that the horror and chaos that they witness is purely the result of sectarian disputes. Once convinced that their enemy is the followers of the other creed, they become easily attainable for recruitment into extremist groups, and they become credulous for whatsoever agrees with their agenda. Why does this happen? Why are we ready to fall to that level of gullibleness? Its root is in disinformation and not studying enough. When we refrain from studying each other and keep other people alien to ourselves, we become vulnerable to disinformation. We become disposable tools for evil and their hidden agendas, which tend to be political dominance over the rest, and not for your benefit, but their own worldly desires. We need to know about each other. The path to being a free man is reading. The Shia aren't the enemies of the Sunni, and the Sunni aren't the enemies of the Shia. Stay tuned. الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان دين الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان دين الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان دين الإسلام ديني والعظم غير ديني محمد اللي هديني نور الإيمان You're back on Bookshelf from Iran, delivered to you via IRIB English Radio. So before the break, we were talking about the importance of having correct understanding of religion. Today, we would like to introduce a book to you called Our Belief, A Brief Description of Islam, as the Shias Believe by Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi, translated by Mansur Amini Baghbadurani. This text presents a summary of the Islamic principles and commandments, emphasizing some specialities on the Shia sects. Theism and monotheism, the mission of prophets, the divine books, resurrection, and imamate are discussed in this book. Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi is a Shia marja and teacher of advanced level in Qum Seminary. He's one of the seven religious authorities introduced in 1994 by the community of teachers of the seminary of Qum. And Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi has had writings since his youth. About 100 works of his have been published, and some of them are some very good books. So the book that we have in front of us today, like I said, is called Our Belief, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. It comes in 42 pages, and the contents include the omnipotent existence, the attributes of his glory and beauty, the infinite essence of God. God has no material body. Monotheism is the very soul of all the Islamic commandments. The branches of monotheism, the miracles, the angels, worship no one but Allah, neither suspension nor comparison. The prophets are innocent for life, racial and tribal advantages rejected. An imam must be infallible. Each imam emphasizes his successor, God's justice. Visiting the tombs of the messenger and the imams, the legacy of the prophet's household, the two important books. And so you can see that it covers a lot of essential topics about Islam and only in 42 pages. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to read an excerpt from this book, so stay tuned.
Sing, children of the world, come together and hear the call. Sing, children of the world, Islam will unite us all. Sing, children of the world, come together and hear the call. Sing, children of the world, Islam will unite us all. Sing, children of the world, come together and hear the call. Sing, children of the world, Islam will unite us all. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. We were covering the book Our Belief by Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi, which you can download from al-islam.org. I'm going to read the part on page 33, which is about Imam taking his knowledge from the Prophet. According to the order of our Prophet, to observe the Holy Quran and his nearest kins, and also to the innocence of the Imams, our jurisprudence of divine law is also based upon the words, deeds, and consents, which means doing something in front of them without having their objection, of the innocent Imams. The three factors, words, deeds, and consent of our Imams, are accepted proof for us. We have to note also that whatever an Imam says, it is a narration of the Prophet through his fathers. This is to say, whatever an Imam says has indeed been said by the Prophet. Imam Baqir told one of his students named Jabir, "That which we convey to you is what we have taken out of a treasure that belongs to our Prophet Muhammad." Through another tradition from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, we read, "Someone asked him a question and the Imam answered him. The man began to dispute about the answer. Imam told him, 'The answer I gave you was that of the Prophet and you have no right to dispute.'" Another remarkable point to note is about the important books on collected traditions such as Kafi, Tahzib, Istibsar, and Man La Yahdhuruhu al-Faqih that we have and we use. Although these books are much trusted in our view, it does not mean to us that whatever is written in them is true and acceptable by us. Besides the above-mentioned tradition books, we also have the books of Who is Who about personalities, like Ar-Rijal, the men. Through such books, we investigate the personalities of the narrators of the tradition, and also about their chains of documents and references so as to make sure that a tradition is true and correct. Therefore, however important and trustworthy a book might be, to accept a tradition from it has to convince us that it reads and is compatible with our standard, or else we shall reject it. Some Islamic sects have their own collection of traditions which they know to be correct. The authors have named their books the correct or the sahih, and some men of importance might have admitted that these are correct, but in our sight, a tradition only is correct when it is reasonably proved to have been said by the Prophet. So this is the book that we introduced today, Our Belief by Ayatollah Nasser Makarem Shirazi, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. The book gives you an idea of the basic tenets of Shia Islam, and although it's only 42 pages, it goes through a lot of very important details about our religion. That's all the time we have today. If you missed our program, you can always download an archive of this show and our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and a lot of reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.